MOVE.org.
This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by Boulder Food Rescue, presenting its 7th annual Food Rescue Fest, taking place on September 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center, located at 6007 Oreg Avenue in Boulder. More information can be found at boulderfoodrescue.org/feast.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are into part two of a five-part series called Women in Ragtime. The first time I ever devoted a program to women in ragtime, I was lucky enough to come up with enough material to fill two programs. Now we're up to five, so they've always been there. They've been out there, but we weren't looking for them. Some of them were hiding under pseudonyms. But thanks to two women who have really done a lot of research in this area. One is Nora Hultz, and the other is Nan Bostick. Thanks to those two ladies, we now have a pretty complete roster of early women ragtime composers. So having said that, let's just kick it off. And so we're going to go from letter C through letter G tonight. We did A and B last time. And so let's start with Anna Case, whom I know little or nothing about, but in 1917, she wrote the Metropolitan Rag, and Nora Hultz discovered that one and has recorded it.
Thank you.
Anna Case wrote that, and I just looked it up, and this is the only rag that she wrote in her lifetime, Metropolitan Rag. Now, the next name should be familiar to those of us who grew up watching Lawrence Welk on television. I'm talking about Joanne Castle, and she just really made a name for herself there. Very talented ragtime player in the fast and flashy style. So here she is playing one of her own compositions, this one from 1959, called, you guessed it, The Castle Rag. Trick in the book there, Joanne Castle and the Castle Rag. I mentioned a bit earlier that some of these women wrote under pseudonyms, and this is one of them. This tune is called the Piney Woods Rag from 1909 and written by N. Weldon Cocroft. However, recent research has shown that the N actually stands for Nellie, and so it wasn't written by a man, it was written by a lady. So let's listen to Piney Woods Rag, and here to play it for us is the Titchener Family Five. Thank you. had a good old down-home sound to it, didn't it? Piney Woods Rag, Tishner Family Five. That would be Trevor Tishner, Virginia Tishner, Virginia's brother Andrew Tishner, Virginia's husband Marty Eggers, and there's one more Tishner person in there. Can't remember. Oh, it's Andrew's wife. That's who it is. So, moving on now, from 1915, we have a tune called The Coffee Rag, written, interestingly enough, by a woman named Lily Coffee. And Bill Edwards put together an album of food rags, and he included this as part of that recording. The Coffee Rag, Bill Edwards on piano there. Turning now to Irene Cozad, and I do know a little bit about her. Born in 1888 in Linville, Iowa, died 1970 in Overland Park, Kansas, so she spent her entire life in the Midwest. One of the many fine women musicians at turn of the century Kansas City, Missouri. She was a music teacher. She played with the Kansas City Symphony. And being a pianist and a music teacher didn't stop her raising a nice family. So we do know that much about Irene Cozad. And here's one of her better-known rags. From 1910, it's the Affinity Rag, And to play for us is a veterinarian from the St. Louis area who goes by the name of Dr. Dave, and I can understand that because the last name is Majak.
Thank you.
Support comes from the City of Boulder Parks and Recreation Department presenting Summer Creekside Concerts in the Park, taking place on August 23rd from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. The outdoor concert series will take place in Boulder Civic Arena and bring the community together with live bands, food vendors, and local craft beer. Musical talent includes headliners Run RTC and The Truth, Ben Hunter and Joe Siemens, and Uncle Barnaby. The Creekside Concerts in the Park are open to the public and are family-friendly. More information at bouldercolorado.gov.
Kathy Craig comes to us from Southern California. She is a classically trained pianist. She also studied to be a dentist and practiced dentistry for a while, but ultimately gave that up to do studio work on music and has recorded in various background situations, as well as being the star performers for movie stars and things like that. Anyway, in 1976, the Scott Joplin Festival held a composition contest, and Kathy Craig's piece called The Romantic Rag took first place. Here she is.
Thank you.
Yes, one of the most beautiful of the contemporary rags, Kathy Craig's Romantic Rag.
Support comes from Animal Connections International, presenting a workshop for humans called What to Expect When You're Expecting a Dog. It will cover the ins and outs of becoming and being a pet parent, including how to choose the right dog from the right place, training, nutrition, emotional needs, caring for an older pet, and more. The workshop will take place at the Humane Society of Boulder Valley Education Center, September 15th. More information and registration at aciworkshops.com.
The Etc. String Band from the Kansas City area has been known for finding really unusual and little-known pieces, and here's one of those from 1904, written by Bessie Cummins, whom I know nothing about. It's called The Fraternity Bell. Here's the Etc. String Band. Up next is a piece by Marion Davis called Fluffy Ruffle Girls from 1908. inspired by a cartoon called Fluffy Ruffles that ran in the New York Herald at the turn of the century. Tom Breyer has recorded an album where he is playing a piano and making it sound like a player piano. So here is Tom. Fluffy Ruffle Girls, that was Tom Breyer, recorded and re-recorded to give two different, the appearance of two different pianos there. All right, moving on now to Ella Hudson Day, a native of Texas from 1912, the fried chicken rag, and according to Elliot Adams, who recorded it, it's in the good old Texas Barrel House style. Thank you. Fried chicken rag almost makes one's mouth water, doesn't it? Geraldine Dobbins, originally from Mississippi. I'm sorry, not Mississippi. Right next door to Mississippi. Louisiana, there we go. And she wrote rags sort of emanating from along the Mississippi River. And here's one in that style from 1907 called the Possum Rag. And a good old ragtimer from St. Louis to bring us that one. Hang on a minute. Thank you.
Calling all vinyl lovers. We're getting ready for our annual CD and record sale Sunday, September 1st at our Denver home. And KGNU will have plenty of old vinyl to choose from. CDs and some videos and tapes. Unearth forgotten treasures and explore the dynamic spectrum of the deep, dusty grooves in support of your community radio station, KGNU. That's KGNU's annual record and CD sale Sunday, September 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our Denver home, 700 Kalamath Street. More info at kgnu.org.
All right, here's a piece recorded in 1949 by Tony Parenti's Rag Pickers. It's written in 1910 by Irene Franklin. It's called the Redhead Rag. Tony Parenti on clarinet, Ralph Sutton on piano, George Wetling on drums, and the Redhead Rag. Well, here's a lady and a modern composition from 1988. Her name is Velma Fry, and I don't know too much about her. She recorded an LP record, which we had down here at the station, and she was a nice singer, but tucked in between the songs was a piano rag that she had written called the Terry Cloth Rag.
Thank you.
moving on now to Irene Giblin from the St. Louis area. She wrote 8 rags during her lifetime, and this one sold very, very well. From 1905, here is Chicken Chowder, and here is the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra. Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra in live performance there. Well, we'll close with a piece by Imogene Giles. It's called Red Peppers. And Tony Caramia has played this, recorded this, and really turned it into a beautiful, beautiful piece. He's known for his fast, flashy styles. But he did a bang-up job on this one, I'll tell you. So I will say at this point, this is Jack Rummel. Thanks very much for joining us this evening in part 2 on Women in Ragtime. We'll be doing parts 3, 4, and 5 in the next 3 weeks to come. I hope you're enjoying it and that you'll keep tuned to KGNU on Thursday evenings to hear all of the great ragtime composers of the female side of the ledger. Okay, time to skedaddle. So here is Tony Caramia and Red Peppers.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
What's better than new vinyl? Old vinyl. And KGNU will have plenty of old vinyl to choose from when our annual record and CD sale is held on Sunday, September 1st at 700 Calamath Street. Unearth forgotten treasures and explore the dynamic spectrum of the deep, dusty grooves in support of your community radio station, KGNU. That's KGNU's annual record and CD sale, Sunday, September 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. See you there.
It is time for the Swing Shift on KGNU. Thank you so much for listening. Big thanks to Jack, as always, for Ragtime. Swing Shift right now. Jazz Lives from 10 to midnight. It's going to be a good night of music. Happy Thursday. Thanks for listening.
Let's go dancing to save your soul.